It's now 9 minutes to nine. And let's close the programme with some chatting to our guest editor today, the retired judge, Elizabeth Butler Sloss. Now, you say well done because we were talking there about the difficulties of names. Let's start with, though, with something we have already touched on, but the reason that many people will have heard of you this year when you hit the headlines, you were given the job of chairing the government's historical child abuse inquiry. You were given the job and you held it for a while before you were effectively forced to stand down, which is exactly what happened to the second chair. Do you regret taking that job on?
No, I thought it was my duty. I didn't want to do the job, but it was one that needed to be done. I thought I had the qualifications. It never crossed my mind that my brother would be an impediment. I didn't know that he'd ever been given a dossier by Geoffrey Dickens. That was not something when I was a judge. I followed what my brother was doing as Attorney General.
We should explain that he was a Attorney General. He's your late brother. He was Attorney General. And it was partly as a result of the timing of that that there were concerns as to whether you could be impartial.
Well, that seemed to me to be an attack on my integrity. As a judge, I would expect to be totally impartial, even with my own family. I saw no difficulty. But we live in a world of perception, Sarah. Nobody looks at the reality. They look at how they feel about things.
There was another issue which was reported on, not least by The Times, who quoted somebody who had carried out a review of abuse inquiry allegations within the Church of England. There were two priests who had been abusing at least one individual. He also mentioned to you allegations of abuse against a bishop, and he quoted you as saying that you would prefer not to refer to this bishop in the report because you cared about the church.
That's absolutely untrue. I said I preferred not to I said I cared about the church. I also said, would he like me to refer to the bishop? Because at that time there was no evidence in Chichester that linked him to abuse, or not sufficient evidence for me to refer to it in a report. But I said to this young man, your story should be given. If I refer to the bishop, the whole of the press will be interested in the bishop and not in your story. What do you want me to do? And he wanted his story to go forth and agreed with me that I should not refer to the bishop. That's not the story he's given since.
What it has resulted in is people suggesting that actually what it shows is that you are effectively part of the establishment, wanting to protect institutions, institutions like the Church of England.
No, I am a member of the Church of England and I'm proud of that. But my report was extremely critical of two priests. I also wrote another report, which is not published, which referred to people who at that time had not been accused of any offences, but who I thought ought to be looked at. Since then, some of them have actually come before the courts.
Do you have sympathy, though, with this view, which seems to be that there is an establishment, and it is an establishment that is protecting itself, and that if we are ever to get to the bottom of what has happened and the abuse that we know has happened at high levels, that it has to be somebody from outside and truly independent who is chairing.
First of all, I do believe that the establishment has in the past looked after itself. I think partly because people did not really recognise the seriousness of child abuse. And they didn't think that it was so important, and it was more important to protect members of the establishment. So I would want to go in with a knife and cut the whole thing open and expose it as to what happened, bearing in mind, of course, that the views of people in those days are not the views of people today. And that is a difficulty. But I don't believe that I was unsuitable to do it, because in principle, as a judge with the experience of 35 years on the bench, I was quite able to be independent and to say that people had got it wrong and to be critical of them.
Even if it was found that they were people who were very close to you?
Yes, but as a judge, that is the way I was trained. But I do absolutely understand that the public don't believe it.
Can I just a final question on that? Can it ever get off the ground, this inquiry?
I don't know. I worry that the victims survivors for whom I have the most enormous sympathy. And as a judge, I tried a great many child abuse cases. I really have huge sympathy for them. But for them to be deciding who should become the person chairing it creates real problems. Because if you do not have in the past a position of authority, how are you going to be able to run the inquiry? You need someone who knows how to run things. And if you get someone from an obscure background with no background of establishment, they'll find it very difficult and may not be able actually to produce the goods.
There's a real question that you raise there about the role of victims, for whom, as you've said, not least because of your own experience, you have a great deal of sympathy. The question of how much a victim culture can begin to take over an inquiry of this case, and that someone who feels very strongly, is part very disturbed because of an experience they've had, is sort of automatically believed simply because it's such a terrible experience. And suddenly the normal processes of sifting evidence, worrying about proper judgments, sort of goes by the board.
Yes, you're right. There is a real difficulty about this. Of course, the victims are at the centre of this, as Theresa May said, hugely to her credit that she wanted this inquiry. But if the victims are to run it, then I think there will be real difficulties.
So what do you think is just on that before we move? I mean, this must be something that throughout, as a result of your career, you feel very passionate about. As you watch it going on, do you wish that you had had a chance to get in and cut it out, as you said?
I have two feelings. One is, I think, without sounding arrogant, I probably could have done the job. The second is, I'm so glad I haven't got to do it.
Yeah. Just on the victim point, you've been very interesting on this. Do you think the victim should be on, that victims should be on the panel?
Oh, yes. I believe there has to be a victim voice on the panel. But the victims should not be running the panel and should not be chairman.